You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Love after lockup.
Losers after
Life
lockup.
After lockup.
Life after lockup. Right. It should just be love after lockup.
Always.
Or always. It's so
who cares?
Dumb.
Life and love, it's the same shit. You're following the same
it's
people.
All the same
it
the bullshit.
Same. Yeah, it should be the same.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
I liked this episode, though. I mean,
I'm
again,
having fun watching it.
Too long.
This episode was a lot. It moved a lot faster, though.
Yeah.
What was different? I don't even know.
There
but,
was no Brittany and Marcelino. It was a little, you know.
Oh, there's the smoking gun.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not miss them 1 second.
Oh, no, I didn't either.
Wow. Holy guacamole. You're so right.
Lindsay is electrifying television to me. And like,
she's
great. And
she's a year sober and looking healthy. I wish the best for the girl.
And then
she's
watching
crazy
Destiny.
Eyes, but-
like on her people's court journey to sue, trying to get her money back from Sean. I love it.
She is such trash. That makes me feel like it's so staged with her showing up.
Yeah. I mean,
that
she
would she
to...
really, would it all work out the night before
no.
the wedding? They're sleeping separate and boom, psycho Destiny. It's Destiny at the door. No.
Right. One thing I watched, there was a Princess Diana. I would recommend it. A Princess Diana like documentary on HBO Max, but it was really just all footage. Like there was
Ooh.
No narrator. It was just all live footage of like telling the story of her life, just like in chunks of actual like
cool
videos. And I mean, it's depressing as hell always when you watch like how mm-hmm. quickly
just seeing her face. It's depressing.
And just like she died, like and you seen the car. But anyways, it was really well done. It's on HBO Max. It's like an hour and 28 minutes. Easy watch, would recommend.
Wow, I'll never watch it, but I do appreciate right? to talk about it.
Yeah, it was good. And we have our friend Munch who's really pushing the Pretty Little
yeah,
Liars.
I'm
HBO
gonna
Max.
Watch it on behalf of Munch.
If anyone's watching that, let us know if it's good.
Geneva has had a best friend since she's been a little girl in the womb. And I have had the pleasure of becoming her friend, too. Nicest person, I think, on the planet. She recommends this Pretty Little Liars
yeah.
to the hills, to the heavens. And I'm going to do it for her
she
because I love the show.
Taste, just like you. So you guys might. Be-
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Have you heard one type of advertisement for this show?
No, I have
other
not.
Than Munch.
No.
Isn't that fucked up?
Well, did you, I don't know if you saw this story, the Batgirl movie that was like $90 million.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I heard about it.
Fully
mm-hmm.
made. They
yeah,
just
yeah,
are
yeah.
killing, not even putting on a streaming service. It's wild times out there, I think.
There must be something, I wonder something up with that. I wonder what the truth is with that, because that doesn't make sense. Who doesn't want a Batgirl movie?
But I mean,
how'd you
honestly,
make a,
all the
oh,
shit they
oh,
put out,
thank you
all
for
the
bringing
Marvel
this
shit.
Up.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing this up. Where is a Carmen motherfucking San Diego live action movie? And I don't know if this is wrong to say, but I would say Eva Longoria should be the star or somebody. I give her the lead. I want
a
live
person.
Action Carmen yeah. San Diego. Me and the kids listen to a 80s 90s version of Carmen Sandiego's song on YouTube over and over in the car, and the kids love we sing.
Sounds like my nightmare.
It's so fun. And because the kids really will repeat anything
to the death
they hear. It's really I have to like go into, we listen to Disney songs, the only ones I'll listen to. This is a whole tangent. I love the Moana You're Welcome with the Rock. That's okay. That's so fun. I love the drip, drip, drop. One. That's a fun one. Then we listen to my kids year round want to hear Run, Run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town from Home Alone when they're in the airport. They want to hear that song all the time and they know all the words. God. And that's Chuck Berry. And I think of this guy like, meanwhile, a song's good when these kids want to hear it. So,
yeah. See, like Sterling's like, my life. He's riding out Burna Boy right now, which is a big Nigerian artist. He has this one song on repeat. He's like, at last, at last, at last. It's like, I can't listen to the song anymore.
And there's no cussing.
No. I mean.
Oh, so that'd be.
This is, you know, Afro. Oh, if you want great music for kids, if you just go Afro beats, even if they're saying something dirty, you don't know what the fuck they're saying. So it's great. Fun beats.
Yeah, even if they're saying something bad, but as long as they're not. Kids will just be like, right. Yeah, Vernon will just go up and.
Yeah,
a little psychopath.
All right.
Yeah, Carmen Sandiego. I think it's a lost character. You know who, that
let me tell you
reincarnation.
A cast I would have for that. What if we did Sofia Vergara?
Sofia Vergara, kind of I thought, but I don't know if people would take her serious enough. Not like Eva Longoria,
but
too.
Like a Mr. Magoo kind of. You know?
Oh, like a Pink Panther type situation. Yeah, but I like want it to be serious.
Oh, okay. Serious, she wouldn't be the one.
Or maybe J-Lo. Or
J-Lo could be good.
Or a no-namer who's, you know, I could keep thinking.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a Gabrielle Union or somebody. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get into it.
She's slitting throats, kicking people with their stiletto.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Angelina Jolie. Let's talk.
Yeah, she could revive her career. Good.
Let's do Lindsay.
I could write
Deontay.
The script.
I loved all of this. I love them driving away and him going like, "You should be happy that I have a problem with you and Blaine, like that I'm deeply insecure. You should be happy about it." I love that. He's nuts.
It sounds like
damaged.
You know, I love you. I care. Blaine is such a creep. I don't think they're having sex though.
Who?
Blaine Deontay? And Lindsay.
Oh no, I don't either. They seem like, you know, brothers in arms, if you will.
Brothers in arms. I've never heard that before.
You've never heard the phrase brothers in arms, like World
never.
War. You know, they're war buddies, brothers in arms.
Wow, I've never heard
together.
That before.
Really?
Wow. That makes sense though.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that band of brothers talk?
I think it's just a term.
Huh. Yeah.
Watch, I'm totally wrong.
No, makes sense.
Yeah, soldiers fighting together, especially in a war.
Wow, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're like war soldier brothers. War
soldier. Down in the trenches.
The fact that Deontay is driving around, about to go bond out a person he doesn't know, just getting worked by Lindsay and like taking it and just loving it. It's hilarious to me.
She holds cash like she's worked at a casino, the way that she counts it and holds it and
like
forms
a drug
it back
dealer.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing. I love it.
I wonder if she's a real, well, she's done the time, but she acts like she's so hard. But
she is. Yeah.
But
I believe it.
Yeah, she's nuts.
She really
is. And so this guy is now he's getting transferred to another prison. So if she pays that bond. And what's the big deal? So she is, she has warrants and, but she's free, but she can't be bonding people out. But
because essentially
it's scary
she walks
for him.
In, they're
like,
she walks
stay,
in, they're
stay,
like,
stay for
you're
a while.
Staying here. Yeah. So she's trying to avoid the police, but she's, I don't think
but
she's
go there.
She's not monitored. Like she doesn't have an ankle bracelet on, so she can roam, you know? So it's just about getting caught.
But they let her out. Right.
Right.
So then why wouldn't they have kept her?
I guess because she has the other charges pending. So it's like,
must be. And then she has a meeting where she's got or an appointment where she's got to need the breakdown
in, like
of that.
Destiny. Yeah. When he said when he was like, what do we do now? And she's like, head to the Airbnb. He said something where I was just like, oh, that's disgusting. Something like, oh, gonna tear the shit off the frame or the brakes off.
Share the like, shit out of that frame. All I could picture him was putting that thing in the dishwasher and cleaning that, and that he's gonna get a real woman now. He would be, he's probably can't even,
gross.
He wouldn't make it past.
No, 30 seconds.
Two probably. Seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the car. It would be good for her if it happened before. God. Be like the first time I tried to lose my virginity. I think that's what happened. That. Unless he didn't really like me, but that's what I tell myself.
When she was like
going down in the Thunderdome.
Oh God, just disgusting. Even when she said, like, after she told him, like, I have warrants, whatever, she's like, you know, it's cool. Like, we get pulled over, don't give consent to search the car, and don't say my name. It's all good. It's like, again, like, the legal knowledge of these people, it's always staggering to me. They know exactly what to say to, like, get out.
He should stay in this prison. This one's nicer.
I would know. I've been in both. That's great.
I want to know that she should do, like, a book or a guide, a little blog post on which prison that you should stay at. Good. Bond him out for me, please. She's so creepy with the way she speaks.
She really is.
She's in her hair creeps me out. Like it's going to get caught in a fan or something.
The long hair, man. It's a signature of these people. Ugh, always.
God. Hair is gross.
Yeah.
Hair and nails is gross. I feel doing people's nails for a living. God.
Yeah.
Nightmare. It's so gross. Not fingernails, but toenails. Yeah, they should charge $100 a pop.
Let's too talk cheap. Chaz and Branwyn. I can't deal with how slurry, like how much she's slurring. It's like so obvious. Like, dude, nobody's home. She's fully on drugs. Like fully, whatever she's on is heavy.
It's sad.
It really is, like,
I don't even know if it's sad. It's just like I hate her, really.
Yeah, me too. And I, you know, listen, he's like a little schmeez, just kind of a schmuck. I don't know. There's just something kind of like I don't have sympathy for him. It's like watching him in the strip club. I'm like, this is so just like
weird.
Ugh, he's just creepy.
And she's been a stripper, so it's no big deal to her. She's just trying to get rid of him, like our kids at a Gymboree or something.
100%
did not even care what was happening.
I don't know if you saw
conversations
this.
With the girl.
It flashed over to her for a second, and she sucked down like half a drink in one gulp of her straw. Like,
better girl.
She's just trying to like get through,
numb the pain. Yeah,
literally.
I'm surprised she's alive.
And him with the lap dance. Oh, hello. Where are you from? Where do you? It's like, oh, I can't.
It's like he's a character. And it's somebody like that who's so sugar sweet who will kill you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They will snap like on your
snap
ass
one day. Yep.
Yeah. But I feel like he's mentally when she got out of the car, he was like, up onto the next wife, because it's not like he's had one wife and he's done.
Right.
And he's hooked on her. He's had four and he moves on.
Yeah, you're right. Because the drive over there where he's like, you know, we could go back to the cabin. I'm just so busy. It's like, what are you doing, Branwyn? You're not Oprah. What the fuck? What, your calendar's full? And he's like, I know you got a lot going on. It's like, what's happening?
I'm just so busy. And the thing on her face, it wasn't there before.
What thing?
When she's got in her confessional, she's got like a Cindy Crawford either piercing or
it's
not a mole, right?
I can't get past like the thick eyelashes that also make her heavy eyelids seem heavier. It's like literally, it's like, open your eyes.
I hate them both.
I do too.
And listen, strip club,
if you have to say, you know, I'm worried that my wife's avoiding sexual moments with me, and you've never fucked, it's over. It's over before it's begun. It's just enough.
If Deontay's screwing Lindsay, you should have screwed your wife. And the way that they're like, oh, I wish we could have some time together. And they're at a strip club. And the friends.
Loved the friend. What's with the one signature flower all these friends have in their hair? They're all wearing like the one, like, we're in eighth grade at the Hawaiian dance or something.
It's a Aloha night. They crank the heat. Yeah.
bingo at the bingo hall. Oh, God.
I really, it's there's nothing to these people. Let's just move on.
100%.
They kind of freak me out.
Couldn't agree
and
more.
Her jumping out of the car in the rain, it's just so depressing.
Just ghosting him. It's hilarious.
But
all right.
And I'm surprised he even told the friend, like, if she doesn't move, it's over. I was surprised he said that.
Yeah, maybe he'll get some balls.
He's mentally moving on.
Yeah, on to the fifth.
God, you shouldn't be allowed to get married that many times.
You really shouldn't.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You know, speaking of...
Who is it?
Let's talk puppy because the price of divorce came up.
Wow, you know, we're staying married, Tyler.
If you're, I'm not even fucking around. If you're a middle class American family, you got an extra $6,500 lying around to get a divorce, and today you don't.
There's got to be cheaper ways, right?
Gotta be. That can't. Is that how much it costs? The fuck?
Is that a filing fee? I mean, that's insanity.
They should slap that shit all over the marriage license when you got to sign it.
That is crazy. That's just an expensive high-end lawyer, and I'm just joking, but that's nuts.
Expensive high-end.
There's no way.
Their Thriller jackets that they wore into the... I love when these people, and by these people, I mean like people on this show specifically, try to like dress up for court, you know? Like anytime they're dressed to impress, it's fantastic.
Puppy... You're so right about the name Puppy.
It
really softens
it
the blow.
I said it. I know.
It really does.
Because if her name was Jenny.
Sandra. Yeah.
Sandra. Bertha.
Jenny. No, anything. Jenny. Justine. Oh, I would love that. I can't stand her scumbag boyfriend.
I can't either. You know, if you're not Diddy, take your goddamn sunglasses off inside. There's a level of respect you got to pay people in a professional setting. Like, come on.
If you're on drugs.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. What do you think of
him? He could drag her along for forever.
Forever. She's a complete sucker.
And then what's her face? Puppy's girlfriend.
Amber. Yeah.
Amber.
DC. Is that his name? Is that the same name of the person that we're trying to get out of jail? I feel like that's Destiny's friend.
Yeah, you're so right. I think so. It's close. I love how they're like, oh, we'll live on a cattle farm and have a bunch of kids running around.
I was looking at them. I'm like, you guys aren't young. When are you getting to the cow farm? You're going to retire to the farm and have children at 60?
You're dead.
I don't understand.
Amber. And she's so... I do think this is crazy to say. I think if she could stay clean, I could see Amber being a decent mother.
No, I don't think she's a terrible person. I really don't. Yeah. I mean, other than like adopting adult situation.
And sending a spam. Maybe that was her. I'm still trying to forgive her for that.
Would you go axe throwing?
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to go axe throwing. They should be shut down. I would rather go bowling. Why would I want to go spend money to chuck an axe? Who does that? Still, it was a fad. It's like those rooms, an escape room, burn them down. the rooms where people go and hit old computers and printers.
Yeah.
Burn them down.
Yeah.
Axe throwing. Burn it down. Yeah. They're not needed. Go to Chili's, have a margarita and a quesadilla and chips and dip. There is a date.
When I went to San Francisco for work, we did an escape room for team building activity.
Oh my God, like, you're not getting me an escape room.
The last thing I want to do. It was like two groups of 12s. It was a packed room. The place we went and had no air conditioning. San Francisco happened to be like 85 degrees that day.
No way.
It was
They
so
never
hot.
Let you out. You
it was
die
terrible.
In there.
We were
someone
crawling
does
through
something
stuff.
Weird.
It's like, what are we doing?
Someone gets crazy. They pull the fire, you know, the yeah. You know, the
I think
emergency
you sign away
thing.
Your life when you walk in there because then like you never know.
They you're turn the lights off on you and boom, you're in Saw. No way am I doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happens? Is there a time limit? And if you're too yep. stupid, they let you out?
Yep. Exactly. It's terrible. I've done it twice. I never want to do it again.
They're still around. Real yeah, estate is expensive here in San Diego. Yeah. How is it? Who's paying for this shit?
I know.
If my work has to do that, give me a raise. We don't need team building that bad. Team building would be paying me more. I'll be nicer and happier to work. There's the team building. Wow, you did that recently then.
Yeah, it was pretty recent. It was hot.
And what people happens? They're like, down. This is the first puzzle.
Yeah, it's like a series of codes and then it unlocked. This one was like four rooms. So once you got a code, then it unlocked another door and you were in another room. It was like, it was honestly next level. It's enough. It's like some
and
Teddy
were you,
Roosevelt thing.
Did you help solve anything?
Really? I was engaged.
I need a drink.
Up. I was just drinking water in the corner. I was so hot.
Oh, God. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I love Amber's qualifications of a man. No drugs, no prison means he's perfect.
I mean, listen, it's a low bar, but it's a bar, you know?
Yeah, it's
gotta have standards.
He seems nice, I guess.
He does. He doesn't seem that terrible. Simple country folk.
Amber having sex with these. It's funny. She's a real like hard ass woman,
bitch.
But she's
yeah.
soft too.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got an appeal. She works both sides of the aisle, you know?
And then she's got wifey on the phone. He's like, you better take that off. What if you were calling me and I had you on his wifey? I wonder what Tyler would say. It'd be hilarious.
All right,
that's
let's
so
talk.
Great.
All right, I've never been more creeped out. Taylor and Chance. Chance is
this
the
should
biggest,
be illegal.
Chance is the biggest D-bag in the world. You're gonna meet
Predator
parents in an Easter bunny suit, and then you're gonna proceed to say to her father, "What did he say? Something like, what
I'm
do you do for
machine.
A living? Part-time sex slave? You should never say that to somebody's parents. I don't care who the fuck you are."
He should be knocked out for that. My dad should knock someone out for that.
And then when he's like, what were you in for? He couldn't have been like, you know, it's all about framing. I made a terrible mistake. I got involved in something I shouldn't have. I was really addicted to drugs and I ended up in like a robbery situation. Instead, he's like, second degree robbery, took Xanax, you know, woke up in jail. It's like, oh my God.
I'm allergic to drugs. I end up in handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
Fuck right. you. And if you're an ex-con like that, I don't care what you're in for. You shouldn't be allowed to rent children luring outfits.
I didn't even
He's
think
such
about
a
that.
Creep.
I just thought about how creepy it was to meet somebody.
I hate him around these kids.
I know. This whole family situation is bad news bears. The dad.
Oh, she's so fucked up.
Him buying a truck a quarter of his income a month. I mean, I can't even.
So it was $550 a month plus.
No,
he said she goes $275
a week. Yeah.
So then that means that the rims cost $550 on top of that. For how long are we adding on top of the five? How much do these rims cost, you idiot? Isn't a truck enough?
So stupid.
And then he wants to take a loan for the wedding. You don't need a wedding, you loser. Do it Literally. In the backyard. Do it in your freaking garage you remodeled.
No one should take a loan for a wedding. You can just get married at the courthouse and who cares?
Can be the hillbillies behind Tyler and I.
Right.
I'm going to take you to the top.
Justin.
Justin. Yeah, I get called Justin. It's It's very romantic. Mm. And the dad kicking out Bobby. She doesn't say that Bobby almost died. The dad could care less.
It's all bad.
Can you imagine having those screwed up parents? God, we're so lucky. The best thing parents could do is have kids watch Love After Lockup and see what they could have.
Right. Oh, as I was talking about how Destiny's like her math, like accounting of how much Sean owed her was like something that belonged in like Judge Mathis or People's Court. Brian's like, oh yeah, I used to record those. He's like, I gotta get back to that. I'm like, no. Like, you gotta like elevate what you're watching. Now you're watching a lot of like soccer stuff. And he's like, you're telling me about elevating what you're watching while you're literally forcing me to watch Life After Lockup. I'm like, touche.
What soccer stuff is he watching? Ted Lasso?
No, like he watches like, no, I mean, now he's watching, you know, the behind the scenes Arsenal, the this and that, and the, you know, all the Premier League.
What's that? Yes. What? Oh, behind it's the scenes.
Kind of like
Arsenal's
Hard Knocks.
Kinda... Oh, cool. For soccer?
Yeah.
How fun.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. All right. What else?
I know. It is interesting. A whole world, except for the United States, obsessed with the sport, but we decide not to be.
I know.
Weird.
It's fascinating. It's very odd. All right. Who else do we have? Destiny? Sean, Kelly, the mess.
I don't know what to think about these losers.
I don't either. Is she really, if this is authentic, fantastic. I just can't buy that. So how does she know where he is exactly without either him telling her or production telling her? She just knows exactly where he is and rolls up. I don't know. Seems suspect to me.
And her being pregnant just makes me nervous that they want to start fighting each other when they're pregnant. And
it all makes me nervous.
And then the way that it's shot, like it's Ocean's 11, she's getting into the casino elevators, and then there's just really something about Destiny. I honestly would rather be stuck in a dark room with Lindsay over Destiny. Destiny seems
100%.
And I never would have thought that.
I think Lindsay has a code. It may not be a code that we would want to live under, but
yeah,
she has like a standard of like, you know, you got to look after your friends. You don't snitch. You don't lay on a mattress. She has all these like, you know, codes that govern how she's a criminal.
She could be the Karma San Diego we're looking for.
Yeah, maybe. Destiny's unstable.
She could be good at that. Yeah. Destiny has a real, it's not getting any better. Yeah. And she's freaking pregnant. Oh my God.
Parent.
Crazy.
Really,
and
is.
I don't know if the baby's born yet. You haven't heard anything. Then I got such when the poor girl, what's his name, Sean's daughter, shaved all her hair off.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of poor Scott's daughter from Seeking Sister Wife.
She looks troubled.
Kelly shows up. I love Kelly, but Kelly. Don't go to a bride who's pregnant with the groom's baby and say you're going to warn her about him.
Right.
You know, maybe Sarah was right. I gave her too much credit.
It's very odd.
She's going to just spit in your face.
Kelly, if you don't care, you don't care. Send your adult children on a plane together. You know what I mean?
I know they're old enough to go on an airplane.
What do you mean? Five-year-old, like the other guy, the one guy's like an adult. Airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sarah does the colored hair right. It's not
she
like.
She looks great. I was going to say she's beautiful.
Very pretty.
Yeah. She really is.
She's too pretty for Sean.
100%.
Then they show Sean, Destiny's, they show Sean and then
showering.
The muscle bound guy.
God.
Yeah. And then him showering. Why do they keep showing us him naked?
I don't know. Who wants to see that? Putting on his boxers. He's still wet. I can't with any of that. Terrible.
I hate Sean. He's a shit father, a shit person. And Kelly does seem in love with him still. I've changed my tune.
Okay. All right. Last but not least,
three
Kevin.
Women all showing up.
I know. It's insane. Kevin and the psychopath. Listen, this woman is. A love her delivery. She's definitely not very
trash.
Been on the streets.
She's rode hard and put away wet.
Rode hard, put away wet. I love her cussing him out.
The bleach has gone to her brain.
That hair. She looks like Jersey Shore season one.
Yeah, she belongs on something,
right?
They are screwing nonstop, I'm sure. And
100%.
This whole situation with how does she show up? Then they're talking. And then the ex-girlfriend, I know they're still together. So,
yeah,
who knows?
It's a little weak. This one, he's funny sometimes just because he's so ridiculous. But like, that's about it.
Just him being him is worth it. I can't believe he has a child, too.
Me neither. When he said son, I almost fell out of my chair. I did not know. Fuck, did I know that?
Stop having kids. No. He doesn't see him.
It doesn't seem like it.
He's a funny guy. He's like a cartoon just brought to life.
Yes, 100%. And it's hilarious.
And all these women wanting him. And,
exactly.
Yeah. And I believe him. Like maybe he had this underwear lying around and he's just not going through his stuff. And she finds it.
It's crazy.
There's something lovable about the little psycho.
Yeah, there is. I see why he gets the ladies. Not that I'm attracted to him, but he spits.
I'm not attracted to him, but he gives a vibe.
Yeah. 100%.
He's like Pete Davidson of the streets.
And he knocked that guy the fuck out with one punch. Let us not forget.
Right. And that's attractive.
So, all right, guys. Guess what? We'll be back before you.
How he's not in jail for that. I don't know, but.
I know. Same. We love you.
Bye, guys.